I think the great emphasis that I started to put on eternity came through difficulties, as often it does in people's lives. But certainly when I was a young pastor in 1981, and my mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and from the time she was diagnosed, where she appeared perfectly healthy, to the time she died was less than 2 months. And I was very close to her. I had the joy of leading her to faith in Christ. A couple of years after I came to the Lord. And every day I would sit by her or stand by her bedside as she was dying, and I would read to her the last couple of chapters from the Bible. And I was struck with Revelation 21 and 22 and how tangible they were, and the promises of life on a new earth, and how this was solid. There were precious metals, and there were the nations and the kings of the nations of the earth bringing their treasures through the city gates, and there was great river flowing, and there was the tree of life, that same tree of life from Genesis, from Eden. And just it was captivating to me, and it was so contrary to what even I, as a pastor, having graduated from Bible college and seminary, I still had this ghostly view of the afterlife. I believed the doctrine of the resurrection, but I didn't really grasp it, that for all eternity, we will not be disembodied spirits. You know, yes, that happens the moment we die and we go to be with the Lord, but that's not how we will live for all eternity. We will live as embodied, resurrected people. And then as the years went on and I wrote my big book on heaven and a number of spin-offs and novels incorporating heaven, that's where it just became more and more real to me. And one of the great joys has been over the years receiving so many letters from so many people talking about how the books related to heaven have made a difference in their lives, that for the first time they think of heaven as a real place, a desirable place, a wonderful place where God, the source of all good, lives and where he distributes those goods freely. In your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.